Okay, thank you all for coming. If you need, there are more seats in the back. You guys hear me back there? No, great. We'll put down the mincha afterwards. If everyone can stick around. I know we have a bunch of guys, but so fine. Today we're gonna be doing Sugya 3, 4, and 5. Eina Isser, Mispashit, Yoser Min Oser, Chiv Mivafeh Oser Bekulo, and the Teimas Kvela, wide ranging. We got a lot to do. So let's get started. So basically, we left off in Chulin Daf Sadi Zayin. The Gemara was discussing Tzli. So he said, oh, Tzli, when you cook something through Tzli, it doesn't spread. So why then are certain things Asr? Why can you not eat different parts of the animal? So the Gemara says, Shiny Chelev to Mifapeya, right? That Chelev, it spreads, it's whatever it is, it spreads a lot. So comes Tosus, Nibraska Filu, and has a number of kashas, some of them based off the Minhag Olam, some based off different things. So he said, first of all, we know the way we kasher meat is through salting it. So why then doesn't the salt then go back into the meat, though, where we kashered the salt using the blood? We kashered the meat using the salt. So why then doesn't it go back into the meat to make it problematic? That's the first question. Then he says, okay, so when we're kashering, we have kind of, you have to have somewhere for the blood to drip. So he says, if you just kind of use an open thing, it's going to spread all over the floor. So he says that you're supposed to use some form of slits, like something with slats, and then underneath have a giant base kibble, have a giant bowl that can catch all the blood, a lot of gook down there that it all falls through. Every once in a while, that's the Tosfos, a piece of meat slips through the cracks, and all of a sudden, underneath, it's sitting in that gook, in that blood, and that fat, everything's in there together. So the Gemara says, oh, don't worry about it, just cut off Kedentila and call it a day, you can eat the rest of the meat. Tosfos says, wait a minute, why isn't the entire meat usher? Because whatever's down there should then spread the blood throughout the entire piece of meat. So why then does it not spread back and usher the entire thing? So Tosfos answers, Dimitius, it's just that Dom's not Mifapeya, so therefore it's not gonna lead to a problem, and you're allowed to eat the rest of the meat, just cut off Kedentila. Wait a minute. The blood's not Mifapeya, but everything else in there is. There are things that are Mifapeya in there. So why then can't you take the blood, kind of get carried by these other things, and should be also everything else? The fat, the chelev, it's Midover Mifapeya, and therefore the blood is soaked in the fat, so therefore have this blood jump on the back of the fat, spread throughout the rest of the meat. So comes Tosfos and says, I have a new concept for you. You can't have the fat farther travel farther than the kidei klipa. The iser thing is the blood, and we know blood is only answer kidei klipa. So you can't then say, okay, let's put those two together. The iser thing will go kidei klipa, and then it'll get taken by the mutter thing. No, it doesn't make any sense. The iser thing can go as far as the other things can go, and it can't be taken any further. Only b'makom she iser atzmo yochol lispashet l'sham. That's how far it can go. Any further, don't have to worry about it. Tosa says, I'll bring you another ayah. Right, how can you kasher meat in general? The salt is treif, so the salt then, because it has the blood in it, so why doesn't the salt then carry the taste of the blood through the entire piece of meat? It says Tosa again, the salt, even though it's in the whole piece of meat, and it's spread throughout, it can't then spread the taste of blood, because ena nasar yachol v'chulei. So that blood can't be spread by the salt. And again, Tosfos is another kasha. Why doesn't every klipa make the next klipa equally aser? Kind of just keep going. And every klipa is aser. Every klipa, and then you all of a sudden have no more meat left, which is sad for everyone. Again, taking a step back, Tosfos had these kashas, the klipas, the salt, and the gook. According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, right? We know we've seen Rabbeinu Ephraim a whole bunch of times before. It's chaticha nasis nevela, that this chaticha will become a nevela to be aser everything else. That only applies by basar b'chalav. So what's this? This is not basar b'chalav. This is malicha. This is salting. This is blood. This is dam. This is chiv. This is not basar b'chalav. So according to him, doesn't even get off the ground. There's no discussion to be had here because chaticha nasis nevela is only in basar b'chalav and not where else. As we discussed yesterday. But what's fascinating within Tosfos is that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, who says that it's a real din, as we said, it's machlokas between the Ran and Rabbi Kiv Eger about whether or not Rabbeinu Tam's din, that chaticha nasis nevela applies by Shari Surim, is din de Rabbanan, or a din de Oraisa. Tosfos says, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, it also wouldn't spread. So Trumas Deshen makes an interesting kuda within Tosfos, that in terms of klipa, right, if you have something that's aser k'te klipa, so if you want to use both of a shishim, you say, I need this thing to be kosher, and like I have shishim, so it needs to be shishim connected, the piece of meat, plus kidei klipa. So what would I use? Right, you need, it won't affect distance, but it affects quality. Meaning that klipa, is it real iser gomor? If you want shishim, you need shishim connected, the usher thing, plus the klipa. But for affecting distance, to say that the klipa can be asa the next klipa, it doesn't work that way. So you have this funny duality within klipas that they themselves are real isurim, but they themselves can't asa anything else after that. That was Tosfos who taught us this chiddush. Fine, we know that Tosfos, the Ran, and Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim, how those fit in, fine, good. But then we have the Ran. So the first question you have to ask on Tosfos is, Mechtesi, where do we know, where does Tosfos bring this idea from? So other Sfarim, I don't remember exactly which Sefer Rebbe quoted it from, say that the Yesod of Tosfos comes from Daf Kuf Ches and Chulin, our favorite Gemara of Tipas Chalf Shenafla. Right, so even though we don't say Min Vino Inu Batil, we still say Chanan, even though you could say, oh, this Gemara, since we don't paskin like Min Vino Inu Batil, so therefore this Gemara is not Lahalacha and Chatichanas Nevela doesn't apply, that's the Ravid Shita, but we don't paskin like that. We say Chatichanas Nevela applies, even though this Gemara of Min Vino Inu Batil isn't accepted Lahalacha. And so the Gemara goes through. And says, really, it seems like in order to have anything spread, you need to actually mix the pot together. Right, it's a little bit of a complicated Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi, the Chacham, about different shitas about when exactly it should spread, the Havamina of the Gemara that you need to spread, that you don't need to spread. Right, and then, in the end of the day, it sounds like if you don't mix the pot together, right, you have the piece of meat, you have two pieces of meat, you don't mix them together and cook them and have them all together, that The meat doesn't travel anywhere, and the kosher is kind of this piece of meat kosher, this piece of meat kosher, and it doesn't necessarily transfer in the same way we would have thought. So what does this sound like? This sounds like without mixing, without sauce, the meat doesn't travel. And that sounds a lot like the same case at Tzli. There's no water, and so Tosfos under here, the chiddush about spreading taste, that it won't spread the same way in an Esser, it won't spread the same as far through, unless it's through milk, unless it's through something rotif, cooking, not just tzli. Therefore, Tosfos says that's where I got it from, that it can't spread unless you're actually cooking, and it can't go any further than it could have, i.e., or else this Gemara would have been fine, either without mixing the pot, even without doing anything to the pot, it should still spread. Same thing as tzli, and that's where Tosfos got it from. Tosfos said that since this Gemara is not through other pieces of meat in there without mixing, without cooking, the same thing as tzli, and anything short of real bishul, there's not going to be, the isser is not going to spread in the same way. So then, if that's true, that everything is... So sorry, there are two ways of understanding that Gemara. Right, again, what's the Gemara? We have Machlokas, Rashi, Nari in that Gemara about where exactly the piece of meat is. If it's inside the pot, half and half. If it's outside the pot, fine. But why, when I have two pieces of meat, I have a piece of meat up here and I have another one right here, why would we have thought that this piece of meat offers this piece of meat, and why would we not have? So there are two ways of understanding that. Either we could have understood it as the piece of meat will... just through touching the second piece of meat, the first piece of meat will make the second one aser. That's the first way of understanding it. Or you could say that the drop of milk that went into that first piece of meat and somehow exploded throughout the entire piece of meat should also transfer through to the second piece of meat. Right? This piece of meat, drop of milk, is now an aser piece of meat that's fully full of milk. And so then you should say, so too, that drop of milk should continue. So, the first way is Chatiha Nasis Nevela, basically, that first piece becomes a Nevela, so when it touches together, it should become Asr. And the second way is, in an Asr, it can't then go any further, the drop of milk can't keep going. So let's see if we could kind of find a way to, if we're going to say, that everything is Talay on understanding Kofchas, right? Everything is Talay on understanding this drop of milk. That it's not, can't osa the next piece of meat unless you have something real. Tzli won't do it, nothing else will do it. Is there another way to understand that Gemara, which will kind of knock the Nuffle, so Nuffle Abinyan, that we can then knock out the Shitas Tosfos will fall by the wayside if we can find another way of understanding Daf Kuf Ches. And it comes in the Ran and says, yeah, I can. I'll understand it. There's another way of understanding Kuf Ches. The Gemara is asking a technical question. That Gemara is not even the Halacha. Don't even bother me with that Gemara so much because we're not discussing that drop of milk. It should have been Matel Mino. It's just a very technical question to say that the drop of milk will go through this huge piece of steak and then, oh, it can't get to the next piece of meat. Doesn't make any sense. The Ran says that Gemara is not la halacha. So therefore, we can say that the Isser flows both regarding distance and the quality, and therefore the Tosfos is chiddush of In and Esser would fall by the wayside because that Gemara is not la halacha, and therefore you can say that the Isser is a real Isser. And therefore, you don't have to say Tosfos is chiddush. But if that's true, Tosfos brought three things. So how are we allowed to eat meat as Jews if Tosfos is wrong? Why then do the klipos not affect the other? Why then does it not spread? So, first of all, the Ron says, Rabbein Ephraim. That's the first thing. As we said, Rabbein Ephraim wouldn't agree with any of these kashas and tosafos, because again, it's not basar b'cholof. And the Ron himself said, Chatich HaNasas Avila is only derabanan, even according to Rabbein Tam. And therefore, the question, don't get off the ground. But we said, it was conventional wisdom that Rabbeinu Tam was derabanan until Rabbi Kiva Eger came along. And we said a couple times this year, we quoted Gulei Nachrim, seems to be the source, that Rabbeinu Tam feels that Chatich HaNasas Avila applies Bishari Surim even on a deoraisa level. And therefore, the Tosos didn't want to buy into that. They thought it was deoraisa. They couldn't buy into this idea of the Ron. And also, Rebbe made another nekuda. I don't have this clear at all, and I would not feel comfortable saying this out. If you look at the Gemara on Chulin, on Kuf Ches, kind of how you understand the beginning and end of this Gemara, could either be a Kula or a Chumra when it comes to mixing. Is mixing it going to make things, everything, only come to make things totally usher, or only comes to be matir everything? Rebbe made that nekuda. I don't have it totally clear. I'm hopefully look at it more to see if I can understand that. Of what exactly that means, that the Mishnah could have either been a Kula or a Chumra if you come to mix it. But we'll leave that point off the side for right now, and we'll just keep going in the Sugya. So then we say, okay, so what's Pshat in the Reed then, right? As you mentioned, this Trum Sedeshin, this fancy razzle-dazzle, shtickle tire, as Rabbi would say, about that it affects quality but not distance, right? It itself is Asur, but it can't then go anywhere else. So what's Pshat? So comes the Shach and says, I got a great comparison. I'll go to another halacha that seems to very similar to Basar B'cholov, right? Because again, Basar B'cholov are two heter things put together makes an answer. So then Shach says, I got another one. Shatnez, Kilayim. You have two heter things, put them together. And so he says, if you look at, you have one nima, you have one stitch of Shatnez in a beged over here. So the whole beged becomes usser. Does that mean that this stitch is also Kilayim or Shatnez? No. It just means that this stitch is Kilayim, and therefore everything becomes usur. But you can't tell me that this stitch is also Kilayim. That's not the way things work. He says, the same way if I would just go and cut off this one stitching of Kilayim, everything would be mutter. So too, if there's a way in which I could cut off that piece of Basar B'cholov, or that tiny like drop of Basar B'cholov, the rest of it would be usur. The whole thing is called an usur thing, but it's not because there's actually blias of milk in each one. It's the same way that we don't view each stitch as an iser. So therefore, says the Shach, that's the biror. That's the biror in this understanding. In the same way, the shatnez isn't actually in the whole thing. So to the milk, unless there's a real transfer of taste through the sauce, the second piece of meat is going to be mutter. So fine. So first, that was the first kind of breakdown of the sugya. We have Tosfos is chiddush based on Daf Kuf Ches. And we had the Ron's dichoy of Tosfos, and then understanding that he doesn't actually hold of any of the kashas of Tosfos, says they're not, don't get off the ground, either based on his understanding of Rabbeinu Tam, or based on Chatichana, or based on Rabbeinu Ephraim. And then comes La Halacha, right? That's the next part. We're going to have a couple different things La Halacha about transferring of taste. So first we have, the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin like Tosfos, we need sauce, without Tosfos, without sauce there is no transfer of taste. But says Shulchan Aruch, if there's a real Isra to itself, piggle, get an ashi, something like that, taste would transfer. All of a sudden, the curveball comes in, right? Guy standing there, curveball comes. Among the things that the Shulchan Aruch calls Isser Bifnei Atzmo that could transfer taste is Basar B'cholov. That's not Isser to itself. How then could, you're passing like the Ron that it could transfer, but like Tosfos said it couldn't. Basar B'cholov, the Ron said could transfer, right? He said, I don't understand how you have a six piece of meat, and then 1 inch, and it wouldn't transfer. So all of a sudden, he's saying it can transfer to Basar B'cholov. That's the Ron. So which one is it? Is Shulchan Aruch passing on Shulchan Aruch or the Ran? Which way do you view it? So the Taz says the case of Shulchan Aruch was just a piece of a hamburger, and then someone put a piece of cheese on top. So it's not saying that then can go be Oser something else like the Ran. He's saying those two things are Oser each other. And therefore, that's how he understands that. He's not veering off Shitas Tosfos. He's just veering off. He's just kind of giving a chiddush. How that reads exactly, what the chiddush is, not 100% clear, like what the Shulchan Aruch is doing, obviously. If you Basar B'cholov is usher, correct. So it's a little funny of a funny read. Then we have two pots. You have the Ramah. What if two hot pots touch each other? Is that usher? Right. So again, if we're following Tosfos, so what should be the din? Din should be it's totally fine. Why? No rotib, no cooking. Gizun, no transfer of blias, nothing happening there. We're good to go. Don't bother me. And it's okay. Right, so if there's a blia of chicken soup, and then you on a burner, and then you want to put wacky mac on it, totally fine. No blias between pots. And according to the Taz, remember, said we pass tosos entirely, so don't even bother me, we pass tosos. So this is a beautiful extension of tosos' understanding of the sugya. Even according to the Shach, who seemed to say that maybe we don't, that he flips, this case would still be mutter. Why? Because chaticha nasis nevela doesn't make sense in things that aren't edible. So you can't say the chaticha nasis nevela in something that's not edible to make it a nevela. It doesn't make sense. So really, what we just said are kederos are the same thing as chaticha nasis nevela with bishari surim according to Rabbi Ephraim, meaning there is no chaticha nasis nevela even according to the Shach, and therefore this mixture, these two pots, the burner, would still be mutter because you can't say chaticha nasis nevela by a burner. Then, what about to do the case on Gemara and Chulin daf kufir al from base, right? If you cook a piece of fish in a meat pot, we paskin not bar not is mutter, no sin tam bar no sin tam. So in dairy pot, it's totally mutter. Wait a minute, in a balu yotz bechatich chatich el barotev is what we've been dealing with the whole time. So why then is this? Why do you need another heter? This should just be mutter because it's mutter because nothing's happening here. So clearly we see from here that something going from a kli to a kli is even less than something going from a kli to fish, and there's more of a connection between a kli and a fish than there is from kli to kli. Good, and that's why the Gemara needed a different het there and couldn't rely on two different kalim. So then, what about using the same burner for meat and dairy as mentioned? Sort of the Ramah seems to say yishli zahir, don't do that. Rav Moshe said it was totally fine. And then we said the halacha we do before Pesach, we do leave it on the burners and we use different burners. Why? Because of chumer de chametz, as we're going to come back to in all its full glory on sugi 8. And that's why. So again, we saw this sugya kind of broke down. We have machlokas tosos naran about ena isra mispasha yosra and esra. Right? Can't go any further. Tosos seem to bring up this idea based on Gemara of Tipas Cholov. Naran said, I don't agree with any of your rayas. Again, this is shari sur, not batsub cholov. I disagree with that Gemara. It's not lahalach anyway. Don't bring me a raya from there. Those are the two things. Then you could say, and the salt was really called lagamre, and so it didn't even spread. And there are a million reasons why it doesn't spread against Tosos. Then we quoted the Taz's mechudishik understanding of how you understand the re, why it spreads quality, not distance. The same din as shatnez, la halacha. We said taste transferring between pots is not a problem. And then we said, what about Pesach? Chomer the chametz, and therefore we need to change our burners on Pesach, even though the Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to the rest of the year. So that was sugya number 3, Ein HaEsir. Now, sugya number 4, Chilef HaMechafeya Oseh B'Kula. So I guess just to kind of outline the sugya, because it took me a long time to understand it, we're going to kind of see again. We're still in the shiny Chilef HaMechafeya, right? That it spreads. So again, we're going to have to ask how much it spreads, what that means that it spreads, why it wouldn't spread, what the coolest could be, what it means that, what Chilef Chachosh means. So let's get through it, then that'll kind of lead us into a Tosfos. Tosfos leads very nicely into a machlokas, the Rashba and the Ra'ah. That machlokas, well, those two machlokas will tie back nicely, which will then lead us into Lahalacha again, how the Shulchan Aruch understands this idea, and that is kind of the outline of the Sugya, which really helped me. So the Gemara says Chalev is different again. The Gemara, still there, Shani Chalev is Mifapeya. What about Shuman Agid? Tosfos asks, is that also Mifapeya or not? So two different answers. Rabbi Natan says Shuman Agid isn't in a Chanami. It's not, Mithias wise, it's not Mifapeya. Rivam says Shuman Agid is Mifapeya, but as we'll see later when it comes to, we saw yesterday with the Rambam, Shuman Agid being Derabanan, so it doesn't actually matter, and therefore it's not a problem even though it is Mithias wise Mifapeya. When a Tosfos points out the Rivam might be difficult, fine. But then the Gemara asks from the story of Rabbi Yochanan, how could you say that this thing is Mutter if Chel is Mifapeya? So the Gemara is going to give three answers, we'll see. Why that's important. But Rabbi Natam says, even though it's technically Shuman, and it's fatty, it's Chachosh, it's weak. What does that mean, that it's Chachosh? So, there are two ways of understanding that. Either the whole animal is just Shrach. It's not a fatty, it's not a gesunta animal, and therefore, it doesn't spread. Or the other answer tells us is that it's Batel B'Shishim. Whoa. Okay. So remember, this is all in Sli, because that's all that matters, that it's called, that it's Mifapeya. In Bishul, it doesn't actually matter if it's Mifapeya or not, because everything is Usser. So again, we're in Tzli, and Tosfos just threw out the concept of Bitl B'Shishim by Tzli. Right, so again, what does Kalkosh mean? Either it's Bitl B'Shishim or it's a weak animal. Now, Gishmak. Comes the Rashba and says, when the Torah makes you take off, how much you have to take off? You have to take off Kedei Klipa. Right, when the Gemara in Pesachim speaks about Yitol Smekomo by the Korban Pesach, it's our Gemara, it's Mifapeya. So if something's Mifapeya, the Rashba, you just use the magic word Mifapeya, Why then do you only need to take Kinetila? In that case, in Pesachim. Why do you only need... It's Mifapeh. Shanichel Mifapeh. It's Oseh Bekulo. Because Mifapeh plus Bata Bashishim equals Klipa. Just kidding. Equals Netila. So again. So, the Rashba says... Right, you have the Rashba and the Ra'ah. The Rashba and the Ra'ah. So, did they hold a Shishim by Tzli? Right, that's the first question. Does that exist according to the Rashba? Very much so. 100%? It exists. Comes the Ra'ah and says, it's not true. Shishim by Tzli doesn't exist. There is no such concept as Shishim by Tzli. And he says, not only that, but I disagree with your whole concept. Because remember, what did the Rashba say about Tzli regular? Right? Tzli ragil was, according to the Rashba, only Kidei Klipa. And remember, he had to explain the Gemara and Pesach about Yitos Mekomo to say that Yitos Mekomo was only because it's Chalev real, and it's Mifapeah plus Bata Bashishim. So the Ra'ah comes and says it's not true. What does it mean? Tzli ragil, you need to take Kidei Netila. You need to take, that's how much you need to take off. So again, so Tzli, just regular Tzli, not Mifapeah, you need, it's Macholus Rash from the Ra'ah, Klipa and Netila. Again, but if it's Mifapeah, L'Kulei Alma Lo Pligi, regular Mifapeah is going to be Oseh Bekulo. Right? That's the Gemara. The Gemara says Shana Chen Mifapeah, Oseh Bekulo. But then, what about the case of Tzli Mifapeah plus Shishim, right? That's the last case. Right? Because again, we have Tzli Ragil, and we have Mifapeah. What about Mifapeah plus Shishim? So again, according to the Rashba, this was his exact case where he said that's Netila. Even though in general, the Rashba held Tzli is Klipa, so here, he's going to say that's Netila. And that's what that was the Gemara Mesachim. While the Ra'ah is going to say, what are you talking about? There's no such concept as Shishim by Mifapeah, by Tzli, and therefore he's going to say it's Oseh Bekulo still. So again, so the whole Machlokes boils down to, is there Shishim by Tzli, and how much is Tzli Aser in general? And so that's what leads the Ra'ah then to say, it's always Kedi Netila, there is no such thing as Shishim, therefore Mifapeah plus Shishim is going to be Kulo, just like this case. But according to the Rashba, no, there is such thing as Shishim, and therefore Mifapeah, even though it's usually Kulo, we're going to make a Pshara between Kulo and Klipa, and it's going to be Netila because of Bata Bashishim. That's kind of the first half. Is then that my focus fits back with the 2 days in Tosfos. Is there a din of Shishim by Tzli? And does that matter? That's kind of the first half. Then we kind of went straight, we went Lahalacha. So how does the Shulchan Aruch, what do they say about this idea? So he says, it seems to be that he says, like the Rashba, that you need to do Netila. Wait a minute. The Rashba, I think that should say, in my notes should say, Kidei Klipa. But it seems like he paskins like the Ra'ah in regular, oh, just kidding. In a, the Rashba, the Shulchan Aruch says, in a case of Mifapeah plus Shishim, you need a Tila. But in a regular case of Tzli, it seems to say like the Ra'ah that you need a Tila. Seemingly it's a Stira. So maybe he, Shulchan Aruch wasn't sure which way to paskin, so he kind of took both ways. He said, wasn't so machmir, say Shishim doesn't apply to Mifapeah at all. So Mifapeah plus Shishim, he didn't feel comfortable saying Kulo. He felt comfortable saying the Tila. But he also didn't feel so comfortable saying, can they clip over here? So he wanted him to throw in Netila and Netila in both cases. Right? So he's passing like the Rashba, not being so machmir, say she doesn't apply at all, but also not being Mikil in the case of the regular Tzli, so he requires Netila in both cases, it sounds like. And then comes the Rama and kind of throws a little bit of a curveball and says that we don't know what is Mifapeah anymore. So kind of everything is considered Mifapeah. So. It's everything is something about Peah, so you need to be take off. Kidanitiyah to be concerned for the Ra'ah. So if it would be Mifapeah, if it's not Mifapeah, then you're going to need Netila, because just like the Ra'ah over here, and even if it is, so it's Shishim, so you're going to need Netila. Anyway, so that's kind of how the Ramah kind of makes a pshara between the two. And then we went to the Ran, right? Oh, this was like a little tricky. Basically, we know that Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in general is that Min Bimino Eino Batel. Right? And so speaking, the person speaking in our Gemara is Shmuel, seemingly. And Shmuel is one who is documented to say that who paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. And so if that's true, that Rabbi Yehuda, that Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel is speaking in our Gemara, so how could Tosfos and anyone bring up this concept of Vital Bashishim if it's Min Bimino, Eino Batil? Because Ron says, I'll prove to you that chaylev and basar are the same thing, based on a gemara that you're chayv for every minachai, you're chayv for eating both the chaylev and the basar. So he says clearly the same thing. So again, we said there are different ways to get around that. Either this hemshech of the gemara isn't Shmuel anymore, and it's Shfuna. Or the Ran chaylev basar b'chalav, basar and chaylev being the same thing, not pasher. So you could be chulik on either one of those things, kind of get around it. Then we said that there are three different ways of understanding this gemara, about what actually is going on. So seemingly, the gemara kind of brought down one of them about krum mafsik. That was one of the other answers, that, oh, why is it not a problem that it's mfaveh b'kulo? Because krum mafsik, because there's some, like, tendons or whatever that are covering it, so therefore it didn't spread entirely. So the smak said, oh, that's not true. Even though it's brought down an amah, that's not actually one of the dinim we follow. So that's not the actual right, the correct understanding of the gemara using krum mafsik. So again, we saw machlokas tosusin about how to understand. Right, first Shum and Agid, then we went down to what did Minchel Chachosh, was it Batal B'Shishim, or was it Jeshvach, brought down to Machlokas between the Rashi and the Rabbah, whether or not Shishim B'Tzli applies, went through the chart of the Machlokas between the two of them, about what to do, went to the Shulchan Aruch, who says take it in Tila in both cases, passing like the Ra'ah and some, and the Rashi and others, then went to the Ramah, who says everything is Mifapeh nowadays anyway, so there's nothing to discuss. Then we said, according to Shita Saran, who seems to say Batal B'Shishim shouldn't apply here because it's Shmuel, and Shmuel is a Yehuda, min batil, and this is Chelev and Basar, they're the same thing, so we said you could be cholik on that, and then we said the Smak, who kind of said there was no Chelev, it was Krum Mafsik, we said probably not Pshat, probably not Lahalacha, probably not where we're going to take that, and that's probably not the correct understanding of the Gemara. Fine, so that was Sugya number 4, going now to Sugya number 5. Ti'imas Kfela, right, the tasting of the Goy. So the question is, so we say, right, Amar Abanan bit Shishim, Amar Abanan bit Ima, Amar Abanan bit, I forgot the last one, but the Gemara basically says one of the options of how to taste, of how to ascertain, that's the word, whether or not there is Basar B'Chalav or there is Tarfas, is to ask a Goy. But how can we believe a Goy? What's the Namanus of a Goy? So comes Rashi and says, Masiyach Levitumo. Right, you're kind of just shooting the breeze with him, you're having a discussion. So once you're just having a discussion, we don't think he's going to lie, and everything is fine, you're allowed to trust him, trust his word, because you're just having a conversation. Problem with that, we said, was the Gemara at the end of Bava Kamma says Maseach Levituma works, for which case? For Agunos. So it seems like it only works for Agunos and doesn't work in other cases. So we kind of said, what's Pshat? So is it a good rove that we can believe people on Maseach Levituma, and Chazal were just Machmir in general, but for Agunos they weren't Machmir? That's one way of understanding it. In Achaname, it should be a good rov. Derabanan, Chazal made Chumra in general not to believe Maseach Levituma, but in the case of Agunos, they want to be Mekil. Or, it's not a convincing rov. But, since it's on things Derabanan, we're going to be Mekil and allow it. So then, if the way we allow things is only through Derabanan, so then how do we remind to Agunos? If Maseach Levituma only works on Dirim Derabanan, how can we believe the Maseach Levituma to be Matir Agunos? So comes the Ravid. Even though the proof doesn't suffice on the Raisa level, why is she doing Muteris? Because she's going to research. She's going to really try to get to the bottom of it. And therefore, the Ravid, since you have Maseach Levituma plus Isha Daiko Mitzvah, she's going to really be Medaik in it. Therefore, it's Mutter, since it's Rubid Leisa Kaman. That was how he said. Oh, but why then, in this case, should Maseach Levituma work on a if it only works on the Rabbanan? Dinam Daraisa, the Biur and Rashi, as we know, Rashi has a couple interesting shitos in Basar B'Chalav. He says that Tam Ke'ikr is only a Din Derabanan. So therefore, since this is all Din Derabanan, Maseach Levituma would work to be Matir that in general. We know that La Halacha, that wouldn't help us because we say Nishbach Menachdira and not sure how much it was, so we have to be Machmir because it's a Savi Daraisa. So everyone except Rashi, all Tam Ke'ikr is Daraisa. So then the question is, okay, so if we're going to rely on Maseach Levituma, why is Chulin different? Why can we trust Maseach Levituma if we're not going to pass him like Rashi, that it's a Din Derabanan? So it's Din Deraisa, all of a sudden it's Din Deraisa, we need to figure out how could we matir this person, this food, based on the Neman Shogoy. So comes the Taz and says, you don't really need real Eidos, it's not like, oh, you need to do all these things, and Chadrish, and Chakir, and no, you just need Hochacha Ba'alma. Once you have Hochacha Ba'alma, so it's fine. Therefore, you can rely on the guy. Don't worry about it. It's still chachab alman. It's not real. Not real edus. Just as an aside, Rabbi mentioned that the reason why eid echad is neman. There's machlokes Rashi Tosfos about why eid echad is neman. Either Rashi says the svara that eid echad should be neman, or Tosfos says it comes from the sefer lash. Yes, account. not, but a different. I just noted that because Rebbe said in Shir, thought it was interesting. But then the Shach says, no. The Masiach Levitumo, it's the Masiach Levitumo plus. The other one was kind of like Masiach Levitumo and Shetach HaChabama, so it's fine. This is Masiach Levitumo plus. It's Milch David Leguye. As soon as the guy tastes it, he's going to taste it and be like, oh, it's fine, like, great, not nothing. And then you're going to taste like, what the heck? This tastes like garbage. Like, I know this isn't kosher. And so immediately, there's going to be a problem, and immediately the guy is going to be embarrassed, so therefore it's going to be Motar Kutz. Again, it's a Masiach Levitumo plus. But the question is, the case above a comma is also a Bilei Gluye, right? Because eventually, what's going to happen? Exactly, they're going to be Matra the Agun, and then all of a sudden the husband is going to come back, and that guy's good. So, but for that case, we only specifically said it for Agunos. So, how could, if they're the same thing, why don't we mention it over there? So comes the Prima Godim and says, no, the difference in our case is that the Goy is going to get caught on the spot. You're going to ask the Goy, hey, like, taste this, what it tastes like? He's going to taste it, ah, it's fine. You're going to take a bite, and then he's going to be standing right across from you, like, buddy, this is Osir. And then so it's going to be embarrassing. As opposed to the other case, the guy could say, oh, it's fine, I saw him dead, and then, like, whatever. 10 years later, so he's gone. You'll never see him again. So therefore, it said it's different. This is a more intensive milsa. That'd be the Ligluye, so therefore it'll be fine. Comes the Aruch HaShulchan then. Right, so again, so we have the Rashi, Masech Levituma, Taz, and the Shach, either Hochach HaBa'alma or Masech Levituma plus a words. Right? And then, so comes the Aruch HaShulchan, says we have a chazaka in this case. We have a chazaka that the food is kosher, so therefore continue the chazaka over, and once we have a chazaka, so it's just be matir. It's derabanan, and there's a chazaka working in our favor. Right? So we say, the makor, as we know, comes from Bais Manuga, so therefore, since there's a chazaka working in our favor, it's just derabanan, we can believe him, through a case of Sudech Vitumo, because you have a chazaka working in your favor. Comes the Shef Shmaitzin, says no. You don't have a chazaka here. A chazaka means I had something. Now it's changed, so can I rely that it's the same thing as it was? Here, I have potato soup, and I will continue to have potato soup with something usher in it. That's not called a chazaka in the same way. You can't employ chazakos just because you have something usher in it. There has to be a real change to rely on what was before. Where you have a mikvah that was kosher or puzzle, that's different than a piece of meat that, like, you're not sure if something fell in, if something else is there. So like the chazaka, the food is still the exact same. But we noted that perhaps, right, because then he says, what about chaticha nasis nevela? Right? If you view that this piece of meat is now a different piece of meat and it's a nevela, so then you can rely on chazaka. So the Shemesh says, don't bother me with that, either because Rabbeinu Ephraim or because even Rabbeinu Tam is only derabanan. Right? Based on the Ran. So we said, if you hold like Rabbi Kiva Eger in chaticha nasis nevela, and you hold that chaticha nasis nevela is real, deoraisa bishari surim also, and you want to say that, then you can say that that piece of meat changed, and therefore you can employ chazaka. And once you can employ chazaka, so we're going to be matir much more. So therefore, if you're mekil in chaticha nasis nevela, and it doesn't change, so you're going to have to be machmir when it comes to a chazaka, because you don't have a chazaka anymore because it hasn't changed, it's the same potato soup. But if you're machmir when it comes to chaticha nasis nevela, and you say that it really changed them at the right level, b'shari surim also, so in this case you could be mekil because it changed, and you have a chazaka, you go on there, shulchan, and Masiach Levitumo would work. So again, that was the first half. It was Rashi, Masiach Levitumo, going through Shitas Rashi. Then you had Taz, Shach, Aruch HaShulchan, Avida Ligui, Hochacha Ba'alma, and Chazaka, breaking down Chazakos into Shef Shmaitza, how Chaticha Nasis Nevela affects that. First half, Masiach Levitumo. Second half, Shitas Tosos. Tosos says, it's a Mar'am Umnuse. Right, you have it. It says, it specifically says, Te'imas Kfela. So you need a kfela. What's a kfela? A chef. So you need someone whose job is on the line. We need to believe an uman, even on the rest level, based on the aruba de lese come on, right? That's there. We don't assume he's going to lie. We think he's going to keep his job, so therefore it's fine. Again, Rebbe said that, like, doctors nowadays have the same netmanas for a lot of things, for different childhoods in terms of chasnida and stuff, because we have to. But then comes the Rambam, right? Tosafot says, and doesn't say anything. He just says, give it to someone taste and shine. Doesn't say myself. Tumo doesn't taste anything. So what's job? So either the Rambam felt that it's most David like Luye, it says in the end of Gerishin that you don't need real Eidos since anything that's going to get revealed is fine. So that's possible with the Rambam held. That's David like Luye, kind of like the Taz. Yeah. Fine, but that's possible. But then the question is, why do I need a Kvela? What does a Kvela do for me? Right, I know it's good, but like, why? So according to Tosfos, I understand exactly why I need a chef, because the whole Ma'amonos is based on the fact that he's a chef. But according to everyone else, the Rambam might not need a chef. because he doesn't say a chef. So the Drusha says maybe the Rambam says anyone who tastes is considered a chef. I don't know. Okay. But the Taz, and then the Drusha says the Chiddush here is that you're not allowed to taste treifas. Right? So he says, why don't you do a chef and not do a chef? Because you can't. Oh, just kidding. I skipped. Just kidding. Sorry. Step back. Right? We had the Rambam who said you doesn't say Kvela. Might be because everyone's a Kvela. So Rashi, why does Rashi need a chef though, right? Tosfos, I understand, but what hech tastes for Rashi? So Rashi says, what does Tom mean? We say Tom Kaker, but what's the Tom? Is Tom something I can taste? Is Tom something only for, like, a very fancy person can taste? So Rashi says, the Torah is given to Rov Bnei Adam. It's given to Rov Bnei Adam. You can't tell me, you need a chef. No, the Torah was given to me also. If I can taste it, so I can taste it. So, based on that, kind of Rashi may disagree and say that the actual chef needs to taste it. It's even if a chef can taste it. So again, right now we have two understandings of why we need a kvela, either because we need for tasting or for nemonis. So then, kind of, how can you, if, oh, so then it comes to Ramon and says, don't, you can't use both. You can't have both. You can't have both heterim work biachad. You can't say masechet tumo and umanuso, and therefore don't have a non-Jew taste it. So why not? Why can't you have both heterim of masechet tumo as well as uman lamar umanuso? So comes Rukiv Eger, I believe, and says, how can they work hand in hand? If you're just being masechet tumo, so you're saying it's all based on just reading the breeze, whatever, hanging out. So he's not so nervous about his job if, like, he says something wrong to one guy in the middle of a conversation at one point. So therefore, if it's based off uman lamar umanuso, it doesn't work then. But if it's based off Masech Lefitumo, so then using an Uman, actually needing to speak to him, doesn't work either. So you can't have those two things together, according to Yeager. It's possible to say, no, he's even nervous about his job when he's just shooting the breeze, when you're having a discussion, maybe that would be it. Or maybe it's possible he's just there to ask without there's taste, but it's difficult to use both to keep Yeager, and therefore maybe we shouldn't give it to an non-Jew, says the Ramah, anymore, and just do Shushim. But then, why don't we trust a non-Jew anymore? So, is it because they can't taste properly anymore, or is it because we shouldn't trust them? Right? If, or it's because there are two different, the two Ethereum can't work hand in hand, right? If it's because nobody's good at tasting anymore, so I'll bring you perfect nafkamina. What about Timas Kohen? Can a Kohen taste if there's shroom in it? If it's because nobody can taste, it doesn't matter. A Kohen can't ascertain the same way a chef can't ascertain. But if it's because the two heterim can't work hand in hand, a Kohen has nemanus. So therefore, in that case, we can have nemanus, and we can allow, and we can give it to a Kohen to taste, because not based off the taste buds, it's just based off the kulas. But those kulas don't affect anything with regards to Kohen, because he has real nemanus alone and doesn't need any of the kulas. Therefore, that would be a perfect nafkamina to give it to a Kohen about whether or not it needs to be a whether or not Team Israel is fine. But then, kind of, we kept going one step further and said, okay, so now, Te'ima. So what does Te'ima mean? Right, we mentioned a little bit before, whether Goy could taste it or not, you could taste it. Why can't you just taste it yourself? You're not eating it. Take a not gonna swallow it, just eat it. So comes the Taz, of course, the Drish, and says, you can't, it's the Chiddush HaTorah that you're not allowed to taste treifas, even. Anything treif. But the Taz says, that's not true. You're allowed to put it on your tongue. It's a het there. But what's the reason why we can't give it to a Jew to taste? Because it just won't work. You won't be able to tell whether or not there's an Isser, whether or not there's Isser in there just by tasting it. You have to actually fully swallow it in order to actually be able to tell. But then so Rebbe kind of asked Derek Agov, like, oh, shouldn't this be Tom Iker? Tasting it is like Iker, and when you taste it, it's as if you actually ate it. And Rebbe's like, that's not true. Tom Iker is a din in the chefza, in it, whether or not something tastes, not it making your pe'ula. It's change, fine, Rebbe just quoted that Derek Agov. But then, the question is, why would then it be Osir? If you're allowed to taste it, right, and it's just, it wouldn't work to actually get you to what you want to know, so why can't you taste these treifos? So it's really either Gzira Derabana, we don't have people tasting non-kosher food because they very easily come to eat it, or based on the Ramban, right? The Ramban says Neshika and Chibuk, right? Hugging and kissing is a Chati Shir of Bia, of having real relations. So he says the same way kissing is also because Chati Shir Doresa, so too this would be Chati Shir, and therefore it would be Nisr. said, kind of just as a nachman, between those two understandings, you said, what about, like, is there a difference between, like, putting something in your mouth versus, like, licking something? So if it's chatzishir, so it's not, like, there's nothing, it's like chatzishir, tasting is chatzishir, eating, so it's aser, but maybe you could say that there's a difference between, like, inside and outside, if it's just the gzera d'rabanan, that the d'rabanan were holy, you put in your mouth, but if you just, like, have something outside your mouth, maybe they were less machmir. Okay, that was just how Rabbi finished up their sugyas, I guess, just to kind of summarize real quick. But the Gemara says that you need tumas kvela. The question is, what's that based off of? So he said, Rashi first and sechlefi tumo. You're having a conversation. Is that, and then we kind of went through three, hokacha ba'alma, milsa david aligluye, or chazaka, right? We kind of went through the Gemara and Baba Kama along the way there to understand what the difference is. Ravid's Rambam is about milsa david aligluye, tami kriz being derabanan according to Rashi. Then we said, the Shef Shmeitz's understanding of chazakah, versus the Aruch Shulchan, the descendant of chazakah, Chatichanas and Nevela, how that plays in. Then we went back to Shita Tosfos and the Rambam, right? Uman Lamar Menuse. Rambam doesn't require any of these things. Why do you need a kvela? Do you need a kvela to actually taste? Because otherwise you can't taste anything. Right, so then we said there are two reasons why you need a chef, either because of Naamanus or just for tasting things. And then we said you can't have both. You can't have Seilch V'tumo and Uman Lamar Musa. Rashi and Tosfos can't fit together because either he's not nervous about his job or you're going to be nervous about a job which is not Seilch V'tumo. So there's no way to shell those two. So the Rama says don't give it to a non-Jew. And we said, is it because they can't taste or because you can't have both together? Not for me to be a coin Bismanazah. If it's just because they can't taste, they also can't taste. If it's because they need a kula, but a coin doesn't need the kulas. And then we kind of went to Ima. What does Ima mean? Is it that there's an Isser to eat? To taste any bus of a call in any trefos, or no, it's not that there's an isser to eat trefos, it just happens to be that in this case you can't ascertain. And why then is tasting usr? Because there are bottom chashashir, kind of the difference between maybe tasting inside your mouth and outside your mouth, would be kind of the offshoot of that. And that was Sigya 5. Thank you all for listening. Thanks for sticking around. Shkoyach.